This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, you may join us here if you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And you can bring up anything you want. We're going to talk about gun control at some point here tonight.
Plus, we're getting there.
Maybe an update on Oregon, where the government is saying they're going to shut the power off over at the Malheur Federal Wildlife Reserve. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Conan.
We're going to go right back into your calls and your thoughts, though. First, we go to Drew. By the way, for those of you just tuning in, we've been sidetracked by Conan's conspiracy theory.
It's not my conspiracy theory.
By the way, I can hear. You can hear somebody when they're using a vaporizer.
Yeah, it sounds
device.
Like they're underwater.
Yeah, it changes the ability of the sound waves to leave your mouth. So, yes, it's not your conspiracy theory, Conan, but there are multitudes, actually, of conspiracy theories surrounding the Sandy Hook shooting, and that's what has sparked a number of calls here tonight. Drew in Iowa is still on the line. Drew, I don't know if you had a chance to really get your thoughts out in the last hour or so. Go ahead.
Oh, it's way more interesting to just listen to you guys talk, but a lingering question, I suppose, to tie it all in, and I can tie it in, you know, back with the subject of your show today is, you know, just how far do you think certain people in the media, and I mean, who knows how far people in government are willing to go to manipulate and to disinform people into just doing what they want. And
yeah, going along with their agenda. These people have absolutely an agenda. What will they go? What will they go to? What measures will they take to actually get their agenda? This is stuff that's important to them. What hoops will they jump through?
I don't want to get as deep as with my question is, you know, bodies in Connecticut with the school shooting there and whatnot, but you know, just are there people within the government willing to do crazy stuff? You know,
and well, yeah, for instance, I mean, we see it all the time.
The ultimate, right? The ultimate one with me is sort of like, you know, the JFK assassination. Well, the official story there, it just simply doesn't add up. The one that is clung on to, but so I think they're willing to go very far. And they could, you know, what's going on in Oregon right now, they could spin the thing, I mean, really into oblivion. It's media spectacle already, but.
Drew, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Didn't some CIA agent come out on his deathbed in the last several years saying that it was all, you know, a government thing with the government basically killed JFK? I believe something like that happened. It just doesn't, you know, that didn't get the play that you'd think some sort of revelation.
That's typically
like that
how these things go down. When the story is 50 years old, 50, 60 years old, it's, you know, a lot of people, you know, what does it mean? What does it matter anymore? I mean, we've talked about this. What does it prove to prove these conspiracies? I mean, if you don't find out about them for, you know, 30, 40 years later, I mean, they've really lost their momentum and the people are like, yeah, it doesn't really matter anymore. My government would never do that to me, you know, 30 years later, because we're dealing with some other issues. You know, we're at war with someone else, you know, or the dollar is about to you know, fall through a hole.
Well, that's why I don't spend time on it.
Yeah, well, I mean,
because I already know, as you pointed out, that the government does bad things. That the government is, you know, the embodiment of evil.
Yeah, they're getting ready they're getting ready to very possibly do some bad things in Oregon. If they hopefully the power going out and these guys are running out of snacks to eat, is what's going to turn this off. And it won't turn into another Waco or Ruby Ridge.
Apparently, somebody at the Oregon Wildlife Refuge did tweet that they were requesting snacks be brought to them, but on the other hand, they also claimed a few days ago that they had enough food to last for years.
Well, maybe so, rice and beans. He's already tired of rice and beans, and he wants some Twinkies.
Wants the Snickers.
Yeah.
So, anyway, there's a lot of bad stuff that the government does, which is why I don't spend my time watching conspiracy theory videos, because ultimately the conspiracy theory videos are what? Trying to prove that government would lie to you, right? But we already know government lies to people, and that government will falsify evidence, and that government will, you know, murder its own people if necessary. We don't have to spend time looking into ridiculous conspiracy theory to find that information, because all you have to do is go to copblock.org and you can see story after story, or photographyisnotacrime.com, and you'll see story after story of government abuse.
Yeah, but those guys had it coming, Ian. And then people see those, and I speak devil's advocate here, that people see some young hoodlum getting his teeth knocked out on a curb, and is like, yeah, well, he had it coming.
Well, you know, about 92-year-old Catherine Johnston, who was shot to death by the police in her own home.
Which they'll never play on the media.
You gotta break some eggs to make an omelet, Ian.
Let's go to Armed Truth on the line in California, listening via LRN.FM. Hello, Armed Truth.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
What's on your mind?
Just hearing you guys talk about all these conspiracy theories with everything. I actually wanted to bring up something that happened regarding the 1993 World Trade Center bombing.
Uh-huh.
And how basically the FBI pretty much allowed it to happen, and just how bad of an organization the FBI is. They're, as we know already with Waco and everything, they are incredibly corrupt and will do anything to achieve whatever goals they have.
I would say all government departments are busy spending a lot of time proving their existence, and if they've got to let an incident go through the cracks to scare the people up, and maybe you know, and so they get more funding. You know, I believe that in every way.
We saw the FBI agent Phil, whatever the hell his name was, lie on the stand in the Rich Paul trial, and we know that they were willing to let a heroin dealer go so they could bust our friend Rich Paul for selling pot, so they could then have Rich Paul turn against the Liberty community here in New Hampshire and wear a wire into the Keene Activist Center. I mean, these people are absolutely corrupt and ridiculous, and they don't even record their own interviews. It's FBI policy that they do not record interviewing suspects. They'll take notes.
Yeah, if you have an interview, you'll have two agents. One of them will ask you questions. The other one will have a pen and a notepad.
That's it.
And if later your testimony strays from what that agent wrote on his notepad,
you're a liar.
That interview, you're a liar and you're in trouble.
Yeah,
that's real.
It's ridiculous. Oh yeah, I believe it. I think it's crazy, but you know, I think they're pushing now. Just more control. They want more government power. I think the World Trade Center bombing, you know, they were supposed to give Abdul Salem a fake bomb. He was an undercover that they had within the group planning the attack, and they actually allowed him to use a real bomb, which they have, you know, transcripts of their undercover guy Salem saying, "I feel terrible. This isn't supposed to happen. I didn't want to kill anybody," blah, blah, blah. And the FBI, basically wish-washing around it and forced him to testify. But they said, if you don't testify, you know, we're going to put you in a room with a bomb, fake powder, and say you're building another bomb and put you away forever. So they're incredibly corrupt. But I think it goes now even to this whole Oregon situation. Once I saw the FBI, you know, on TV, and of course the media loves the FBI. You know, these are the feds. They're, oh my God, the men in the blue suits, they're just the pinnacle of society. You know, if you're an FBI agent, you know, you're basically a god, you know, a demigod walking here on Earth.
Sure,
and
X-Files.
I see something bad, though, coming out of this whole situation in Oregon. You know, this is a...
Well, it usually doesn't end well. I mean,
no.
I understand the feds are approaching this more cautiously, let's say, thus far than they might have in a Waco situation. But ultimately, yeah, I mean, if you've got the federal government, they're not going to let this go for too long. At some point, violence is going to be used against them.
Well, the Bundy standoff seemed to have gone smoothly.
It did. They did back down from that one. That's true.
And so the fact that the brothers, the Bundy brothers, are, and I believe the father is involved in this as well.
No, he is not. The father has said he does not support. Clive and Bundy, from what I've seen, has not supported what his sons are doing.
I know he suggested that they go turn themselves into the local police department and be protected by them instead of going to the feds. But I know the brothers have gone over there, and so maybe, you know, they might be onto something.
Maybe it'll end without violence. I don't know, but the federal government certainly doesn't know really how to do anything besides use violence. Thanks, Armed Truth. Appreciate hearing from you. If anything, it's all the cameras that are going to protect these folks that we didn't have back in the Waco days. It's Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
If you're not a smoker, please cover your ears, because the following incredible free money-saving offer is not for you. The makers of O2 Pure's revolutionary e-cigarette are now giving away free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, simply call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-691-5458. The advanced O2 Pure design creates a pleasant vapor. There's no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar, so you can enjoy the nicotine you love whenever and wherever you are. Even better, you could also save yourself a ton of money, hundreds of dollars a month, with O2 Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer, not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may join us here on the radio waves. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and there's a movement in healthcare today of people that are ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. People like you who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. Folks who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement sweeping the nation, and you should be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. Choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement and change healthcare for good. Go to joinlhs.com, joinlhs.com, or call them toll-free at 800-722-8041. That's 1-800-722-8041 for Liberty HealthShare at joinlhs.com. Let's go to, we're going to get into the gun control thing here in moments, but first we've got Libertarian Banker who is on the line via Skype. Hello, Libertarian Banker.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey, you're a little bit loud. John, can you do me a favor, back away from your microphone, maybe about 2 inches or an inch?
Sure, sure. How does that sound?
That's better. Go ahead.
Very good. So Johnny Ray, I am so glad you're back on the show, man. I hope you'll do the game of the week again. I really enjoyed that.
We do have a game of the week slated here for tonight.
I discovered a delightful game last night.
I've been trying to get game of the week going for, you know, ever since I've been on. But
well, let's jump into it. I mean, we do take requests here on Free Talk Live. So actually, Conan had brought in a game of the week last week, and we didn't get to it. And so if we put it off and put it off, we probably won't get to it. So if somebody's requesting it, I think we should do it. Let's hear Johnny Ray's game of the week first up.
All right. Well, there's I've been playing nothing but Hearthstone for all of last year, pretty much.
I know one of our listeners on the AMP forum was so grateful to you for introducing him to Hearthstone. Apparently, he has also been playing it nonstop.
It's a national phenomenon, Ian. And a game has broken me out of the Hearthstone cycle.
Okay.
And it isn't the delightful game that I mentioned 2 seconds ago, but it's a game from 2002 from the Elder Scrolls series.
Really?
Elder Scrolls 3 Morrowind.
Good one.
Are you finally
great
playing that?
Game.
Finally playing it for the first time, or are you replaying?
I'm replaying it.
Johnny Ray, what kind of character do you usually make? Do you make a mage or a sword and shield kind of guy? What do you do?
Well, when I first got this game on my original Xbox, back then I was sort of a Republican type, and I played a warrior type character, and I was big in the Imperial Legion factions because I wanted to spread Imperial civilization to the province of Morrowind and the island of Vardenfell. And, you know, I went for Law and Order all the time. I never would have thought of joining the Thieves Guild or the Assassins Guild or the Native Morag Tong.
Let's stop down for a moment here before we go in a little deeper and explain what this is. So Morrowind, so Conan, you familiar with it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I played the game as well back when it came out for computer. It's hard to believe it was 2002. When that game came out,
and then and no one knew about it until Oblivion came out, and then
Conan,
I gotta say, man, that's the reason I got into Morrowind, because of Oblivion. You know, game so much, then you end up getting.
But this is just one more reason why the console players are always, you know, years behind. They were introduced to the Elder Scrolls through Oblivion, which is a crap game, by the way. Because Morrowind is so much superior to that game.
So let me set the stage here for our listeners that are like, huh? What? So the Elder Scrolls is a long-running series of games that stretches back to, I believe, the early 1990s.
1994.
I think the first one is
Daggerfall.
Arena. Oh, Daggerfall, excuse me.
Arena.
Or Arena. I think it's Arena.
I've never played Arena, but I did play Daggerfall back in the 1990s. And for those that aren't familiar, there's a series of games on computers and video game consoles that are first-person shooters. And these are not first-person shooters, but they are first-person, meaning that you are inside the eyes of the player and you're sort of looking out from that perspective. But what's different about these games is, you know, they're actually role-playing games in first-person perspective, which was something new back in the mid-1990s. They'd always had, like, the dungeon crawlers that were first-person perspective, but these games took you outdoors, out of the, you know, the dank, dark dungeons and into these wide vistas where you could travel across a whole continent, basically. And the real...
And they're not linear. So
that's
you,
the key.
I mean, you could try to do the main plot and stay on it, but everywhere you go, there is just you know little branches, you know, going every which direction.
You're literally in a game. Go ahead.
I think what Morrowind had brought to the table really was, you know, you could look off in the distance and see a mountain or a house or a village and say, I want to go there, and you just start walking, and then you make it there. It's just incredible.
Or there's a big bad baddie over there, and maybe he's a little too high level for you, and you can choose to go around him.
Elder Scrolls games are appropriate to our libertarian audience, I think, because
Why?
They were big on freedom and allowing you to do what you what you wanted to do. And so many games, there were if there was an NPC who was critical to the advancement.
Character.
Thank you. Yes, a non-player character. Basically, anybody besides you,
the computer.
There's an NPC who is critical to the advancement of, say, the main quest. In Morrowind, you could kill the people if you wanted to. You could try to do whatever you wanted to, and that would you wouldn't be able to complete the main quest, but you could still keep playing.
That's right.
And there's still a wealth of content in there for you.
You could play for hours and hours and hours in these games.
I'll tell you, I started one save where I literally killed every single person I came across, and that kind of makes the game a little boring. There's no missions to do.
And Morrowind, I think, was really one of the most free of the Elder Scrolls games, simply because you could levitate, which you can't do. Yeah, which you can't do in other games. And I've never made a game. I can understand how giving a player the ability to levitate could really make it difficult for you to create credible challenges for them. But in Morrowind, you could do that, and it made the game in a very real sense more really three-dimensional.
Johnny Ray, I have to mention this. Do you remember the 30,000 gold crab that was on a random island sort of in the south of Morrowind, and you ended up selling all of your goods because he had the 30,000 gold? Do you remember that?
There are two special merchants in the game. One of them is the mud crab merchant that you're referring to, which I have never seen. I've only heard of, and he is the better one because he's got I think it's 10,000, maybe it's 30,000.
I think it's 30.
Okay, and most of the merchants have got somewhere between 500 and 1,200 gold. So if you've got an item that's worth 4,000, then you're kind of
not getting what it's worth.
Yeah, you're stuck. The other notable merchant is a scamp by the name of Creeper.
I did not know that.
I knew that one. That's one
hey,
I used.
Ben, our Libertarian Banker, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate
thanks.
It. We'll continue on Game of the Week here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. Johnny Ray going all the way back now. Has it been 14 years?
Getting old, Ian.
Not
getting
quite.
Old.
Yeah, about 14 years since Morrowind came out. It's incredible. It was that long ago. It doesn't feel like that long ago. We'll talk more about it here, and you can share your thoughts, your game of the week. Conan, you've got one, too, in the tradition here of Johnny
So Rick. You've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Don't forget, you can join us online as well at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy the features there completely free. You get to actually submit content, if you like, right there to the front page of the website via our Reddit-based system. And so go and enjoy freetalklive.com. Got Ian, Johnny Ray, and Conan in the studio. We'll come back to Game of the Week. Let's first go to, I believe this is Colin in California. Colin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, is this Ian?
You're on with Ian and Conan.
I find your show to... Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Okay, I find your show to be a total joke, and you're obviously controlled opposition when you smirk at... conspiracy theories is like they're as ridiculous.
I love conspiracy theories about Free Talk Live. Now, is Conan also controlled opposition
from Mars? Okay, let me ask you this: Are you aware that the most prosecuted crime in the courts is conspiracy? Two or more people.
Yeah, maybe in federal courts.
Whistleblowing.
Maybe in federal courts, but not in local courts.
Then you refer to WikiLeaks as the tell-all. That's like going to the nightly news and saying, hey, it wasn't on the news, so it didn't happen. You're such a clown.
You're getting your Sandy Hook information from WikiLeaks, he said.
No, no, you are.
Oh, no, Wikileaks. I mean, Wikipedia.
How about having Jane Fetzer on that had a book banned from Amazon.com, you know, how we're being controlled because of you can't put the facts out there. You people are a
because
total
of what?
Joke. Your show's a total clown. You're obviously controlled opposition.
You know, okay, anyway, so is Conan also controlled opposition?
I hope. That'd be a nice paycheck.
Conan, aren't you paying attention? There are three people on the show here. I mean, for a conspiracy theorist,
obviously,
sure.
Obviously, yeah. He has no facts at all. He has nothing up his sleeve. He knows nothing. He's just a stooge in your show. Come on, you guys are a total three stooges.
How's it feel, Conan, to be part of the conspiracy now?
I wasn't expecting that.
He has no facts, nothing. He has no...
Hey, can you stop shouting into your phone? It really sounds like garbage. Can you maybe back away for like two inches?
Oh,
maybe
okay.
We can actually understand what you're saying.
Why don't you get someone on like James Fetzer, whose book was banned on Amazon about Sandy Hook, if you're really an honest guy? But I know you're a hoe.
We don't do guests on this show generally, so it's an open phone show.
Because
so any tool bag can call in and make any kind of ridiculous claims.
Your whole job is to feed a bunch of crap to the public.
So who's paying us anyway? Is it the CIA, the FBI, Obama himself?
Hey, when the Federal Reserve can create money out of thin air, they can buy every politician, every news media, every newspaper. Come on, don't you have a brain?
Yeah, you can't deny that one.
Take care, stooges.
Thanks, Colin. Appreciate it.
Long as the petrodollar remains supreme and we put down the Saddam Husseins and stuff,
I did look at the book he's talking about, the one that was for some reason is banned from Amazon, but I don't know if it still is. I looked at it, and a lot of the good points are there, but
it's probably banned because it's junk.
No, it's
poorly written.
I don't know if it's poorly written. I have no idea what he's talking about. It seemed like a lot of the points that were made were really stretching it.
Right. I love how the idea that Free Talk Live is controlled opposition.
By the Koch brothers.
We're
right?
on the. We're on. The, no, he's suggesting we're the government. We're the government's controlling us.
I think your support of police body cams strongly suggests that you're controlled opposition.
So we get on the air here 7 nights a week and basically advocate for the end of the state, and we're controlled opposition. These are the kind of people who believe in conspiracy theories. I mean, look, I'm not saying there aren't actual conspiracies out there. There certainly are. But with ridiculous claims like some of these people are making, you know, everything from chemtrails to the school shootings aren't happening.
The lizard juice.
To lizard juice. He didn't stay on the line there, so we didn't get to ask him if he believes in the lizard juice, but perhaps he does. To the idea that Free Talk Live is part of these conspiracies. I've actually heard a conspiracy about the Genesis Communications Network, and I would have loved to have asked that caller. The conspiracy is the Genesis Communications Network, the network that we're on, which is the syndicate for this show, is actually controlled by the CIA, and that Ted Anderson, the owner of the network, is working for the government, which, you know, it's all this grand plot for us to get on the air for now more than a decade and talk every single night about why the state is a terrible idea and the state is evil. That's all part of a government plot to make the government stronger.
Well, there's the same similar argument is made about Alex Jones, that he does bring up a lot of good ideas, but he's so nutty and his delivery is so off that it actually turns people off from some truths. He might be spouting some truths, but in the process, he's actually turning people off of them because he's a nut.
There's a website out there that spends quite a few paragraphs explaining why they believe I'm a federal agent and I'm actually an undercover federal agent. So
that you started when you were 16, you joined up. No, 15, wasn't it?
I don't remember that claim, but that's an interesting one.
Well, when you consider how long you've been doing this program.
No, I was 22 when I started doing Free Talk Live.
Oh, okay. I thought you were a little younger than that.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can call and make any kind of ridiculous claims. And if someone whose book has been banned from Amazon wants to call and tell his story, that person's certainly welcome to do so. The fact that we don't have that person on as a guest isn't proof of anything. It's proof that this show is not a guest-oriented show. I think maybe the last guest we had on was Adam Kokesh or something like that. Every now and then someone will do something that I really want to talk to them about, and we'll break our format and actually have a guest on because of that. But for the most part, it's open phones anytime, which means anyone can call in and make any claims that they want.
I had a point about conspiracy theories that I wanted to make sure I made before the show ended, and it is that I want people to pursue their highest ends. And if somebody is interested in this stuff, then they should research it. And the truth, regardless of what it pertains to, is important, and it's worth going after the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it underscores to me, actually, the importance of, believe it or not, the Free State Project. Because,
why?
Because we could discover next week that Sandy Hook was a hoax, and I don't think... And that could be proved to the American people, or it could be, or evidence, incontrovertible evidence could come to light that it's a hoax. And I don't really think that the majority of people, I don't think it's going to change their minds about things. They're going to come up with some other excuse for why their master is a good master. They'll say, well, you know, the people...
Yeah, they were doing it for our own good. They wanted to take guns away because guns are bad and they kill people. And this was no one died at Sandy Hook. It was just a government inside job to protect us from ourselves. So people will say that. They will admit that that is a good thing.
And people who cherish their freedoms are exceedingly rare. And the best idea I've ever heard of for the advancement of freedom is for these people to come together in a real world proximity and get together in real life.
Yeah.
And organize or not according to what they want, but just being near each other, living in the same communities and having people who really honestly know what freedom is more important than broadcasting the truth to the masses.
I think that's absolutely true. And, you know, obviously we don't agree on everything. I mean, me and you and Conan don't agree on every single issue every single time. But overall, we do agree that the government is a problem and that they are the enemy of freedom and that we need to have more liberty in our lives. And we're working towards that. And it's a deliberate effort that I think is not being duplicated anywhere else to the level that it is here in New Hampshire, which, by the way, the Free State Project is getting ready to cross the threshold to 93%, I believe, of its goal, if I'm not mistaken. They are just a few, like a dozen signers away or something like that. The goal ultimately of reaching 20,000 people who have signed up to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and then to get active once they get here to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Current participation count, 18,578, which means we are 22 signers away from 93%.
Now, does it actually say that in the doc that they'll get active or just move here?
No, you are supposed to be active to the maximum extent possible.
Could just moving here be a sign of activity?
No, that would be one portion of you agreeing with the pledge is that you will basically move here. I don't have it right in front of me. At
make
the, moment,
the most practical effort or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, you'll put in the fullest practical effort. So whatever that means for you. Obviously, it's different for different people. 855 450 free. Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Hey, it's the controlled opposition on the radio. Toll free number 855-453.
You will obey. You will obey.
855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. We're all going to cash our government checks here tonight after the show and rake in the government dough that we've been making hand over fist.
I'm going to go move to my island.
Radio show over time. Yeah. So you can bring up anything that you want here, and that call, of course, is proof of it. 855-450-3733. And, you know, controlled opposition, you know, something else we could be doing is our controlled opposition, encouraging people to play video games rather than overthrow the government, right? I mean, that could be a way to diffuse any potential rebellions, right? And then we are talking
about video games that desensitize us to human killing so that I can become a drone operator and and kill people across the state lines without feeling any remorse.
I bet lots of libertarians get upset when we talk about video games on the show, similar to the way that some hardcore ditto heads get upset when Limbaugh starts talking about the NFL.
Football or whatever. Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think people believe that, you know, we're supposed to talk about liberty all the time on this show, and it's not that show. I mean, even though it is a libertarian, the hosts are liberty-minded folks on this program, it's a show where anyone can call about anything, so it doesn't have to be the issues in order for us to talk about it and enjoy and have a good time. So we're going to get back into the game of the week because we only really got started talking about that, plus Conan had one as well. But let's go back to the phones and the fun first. Gamma Blast is on the line in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah. I got my conspiracy theory that you're part of the state for sure, and your goal is to get all the freedom lovers into New Hampshire so the state can just wipe 20,000
out. Nuke it.
Poland.
Roll in tanks and nuke New Hampshire.
But, you know, I'm not worried, though, because the state is so bad at everything they do, I'm sure their plan's going to fail.
That's a good point.
They spend a lot of money on their programs, and they're going to run out one day, and they're just not going to have the money to fund it, and the people are going to pack up their bags and go get real jobs.
Well, this is an objection that is common, actually, to the Free State Project is, well, it's a bad idea for libertarians to gather together because you can be taken out. This is an objection we've come across a number of times. Now, I think you're being facetious, Gamma Blast, but there are some people who they really do believe that if all the libertarians came together in New Hampshire, the federal government would nuke the place. And I think that
they might not nuke it, but they might put a fence around, and they
or
might
roll in tanks or assassinate everybody. I mean, we've heard all of those things on Free Talk Live over the years, and I can understand the paranoia and why people would believe the federal government might do that. And I suppose there's a possibility that they might, but ultimately, isn't that really a good reason why something needs to be done? Like, you believe the federal government is so evil, they will nuke New Hampshire or roll in tanks and start assassinating people if enough libertarians get together. That's what you really believe?
That just really proves how important the movement has become and what it really means to
do something
to the existence of government. If people scare the state that much, that they will take those types of action.
Exactly. So go ahead, Gamma Blast. Anything else you want to share?
I mean, that is actually a concern for me, too, if I did move up there. And, and I am one of the signers, pledgers. And I don't know. I don't think you never know. I mean, it depends on how things happen in the future. If things get so bad and they keep cracking down on freedoms, well, they would definitely want to crack down on the hot spot of all the freedom activity.
Well, we know they're cracking down on freedom now, right? So if you do nothing, you can be sure that it's going to get worse. Thanks for the call, Gamma Blast. I appreciate it. Don't be afraid. Just come up to where other people are like you. And you know what? As far as I'm concerned, if they drop a nuke on New Hampshire tomorrow, I don't care. There's nothing I can do about that.
You know what? I would rather, and the state motto, live free or die.
Exactly.
And this might hurt some people's ears, but I would rather die than be a slave. And so that all I really do, and I backed off a little bit so I don't burn out on some of the activism, but I seriously, it is so important to me. My family, they can't understand. It's like, why do you even think about these things? I mean, and I'm like, well,
how can you not think about
once I pull my head out of the sand and I'm seeing all the nonsense, all the crap that's taking place, I know it hurts me, and I'll probably die of a stroke one day. I'll probably die young because of all the stress that I'm inducing on myself. But I can't go back.
Well, it's like Cypher in the Matrix. You don't get plugged back in. You can't.
He was trying to.
Right. Once the rose-colored glasses are taken off, but in reality, you can't. Once the rose-colored glasses are taken off, you can't ignore the violence of the state from that point forward. And I feel like I've had so much fun here in New Hampshire doing activism, meeting great people like you guys. There's literally 1,500 people here now that have moved as part of the Free State Project. It's been a rewarding thing to do in a lot of ways. If tomorrow New Hampshire disappeared off the face of the earth and we were all, to die in a fiery explosion.
Hey, at least we died trying.
Yeah, at least we had fun doing it and we enjoyed it right up until the very end. So I don't regret moving here. And if the federal government wants to assassinate me or assassinate everybody that's considered a leader in the Free State Project, then what can I really do about that? There's nothing I can do about it. But if I don't do, if I didn't move here, then I'd be miserable in Florida. I'd have the government getting bigger all over the place, all around me, and I wouldn't have anyone, hardly anyone with whom that I agreed that I could even spend time with.
And if you were lucky, you'd have one person who could understand you.
Yeah, there was like a handful of libertarians, and you go there and go to Bennigan's every week and sit around and complain about the government and never actually do anything about it. Here we're actually seeing progress being made.
Mm-hmm.
Here we're actually seeing state representatives. They're making headlines. There's a proposed bill to lower the drinking age in New Hampshire to 18,
mm-hmm.
and that's put forth by a Free State Project participant. There's another bill that's going to legalize prostitution in New Hampshire. If it passes, obviously these are just bills at this point. They probably won't. But the fact is, these proposals are being made here. These proposals are going to be discussed because every bill has to have a public hearing in New Hampshire. So if you want to go and talk about those issues in front of the state legislature, you can go and do that here. And so we're seeing progress in the area of liberty. Free staters, libertarians, voluntarists, anarchists are being elected in New Hampshire. That doesn't happen anywhere else on any kind of irregular basis, let alone a regular basis. So we've had all this success so far, and not one single assassination or nuclear weapon dropped. How many, they're going to wait until we get 20,000 here, 50,000? Just don't let the fear get to you. The government wants you to be afraid. They want you to stay where you are.
That's their bread and butter.
They want you to stay right where you are and be so afraid of them that you won't lift a finger to oppose them.
Yeah, that you'll do everything you can not to think about those matters. You'll do anything but think about that.
You put your stick your head back in the sand and play some more Morrowind.
Yes. It's okay. It's not a bad plan. I mean, if you can't make it to New Hampshire, you might as well play Morrowind. Let's go to Nathan. He's in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live on Skype.
Yeah, I'm surprised to hear that you were so skeptical about the Sandy Hook conspiracy. I think you called or indirectly implied Conan would be moronic to believe in that theory.
I don't think I called Conan moronic. No, I don't think.
No, but you said like moronic people on YouTube or something like that.
Yeah, the loons. I think a lot of YouTube documentaries.
I think it's pretty loony.
I said the guy who wrote the book Fetzer. I think he might be leaning in that direction. There are some pretty credible guys on YouTube that you just can't.
Yes, I think Conan's a little bit crazy to believe some of these conspiracy theories, but that doesn't mean I don't love him and respect him as an intelligent guy.
I just want the truth. Truth will set you free, Ian.
Yeah, so I'm kind of more with Johnny Ray on this. I just wanted to share my viewpoint. I guess that what I would look for is what has the government done in the past that resembled the conspiracy or whatever that you're talking about now?
Like Lit Pearl Harbor happened.
And then, what other school shootings? See, you mentioned like you only knew a couple shootings, Conan. The question I would be interested in is how does the footage, how do the reactions, how does everything compare to other shootings of a similar type? And so then you'd be able to make claims about, is it normal or not for EMTs to be called out and then just go back? Or is it normal for there not to be any TV statements about, contradicting conspiracy people or whatever? Because taken in isolation, you can sort of imply anything, right? You could say, here's a blurry picture with some red arrows and it shows that this happened. But that would be my standard of proof if I were. And I don't know if Sandy Hook was real or not. I'm as ignorant as Johnny Ray about it, but... it kind of reminds me of that quote from Henry Hazlitt about a good economist doesn't just consider the immediate impact or the impact on just a few people. So I think there's a similar standard that you should use when if you choose to investigate this.
Well, like Ian, I mean, I really he's making it sound like I go home and that's all I do is I study these things. No, I watch them in passing, and I'm usually doing something else while I'm listening to them. I'll be working in my studio and I'll be listening to one of these in the background. So I mean, I'm not. I don't study this.
You're not obsessed.
I'm not obsessed with it, but I see some fishy stories or some fishy actors, and my eyebrows just go up. I'm like, well, hold on, Mal.
Thanks,
Nathan. Right.
Thanks for your call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. There's guns. There's video games.
There's crying Obama.
We can talk about all kinds of stuff. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.